Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we'll get right back into the closing doxology of the Epistle of Paul to the Galatians. Indeed, the closing verse of that entire sixth chapter epistle. And it is Galatians 6:18, which says, "Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen." Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Short, sweet, to the point, but there's a lot of things to be gleaned from this closing benediction. Did I say doxology? I mean benediction. Paul calling upon God to bless the believers in the Galatian churches. Now, before we continue this study, I do need to pause and say that we are dependent upon the gifts of our radio listeners in order to continue this ministry. About a third of our operating costs must come from our listeners, and we're a little bit behind where we need to be at this point in the year in order to end the year with all of our bills paid. And so if you are benefited by the Beacon Broadcast and feel that the God would have you to help with the expenses of maintaining it on this station, then we'd love to hear from you. Our address again is the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201. And may God bless you for your help. Now, what is the source of this blessing, this benediction, which Paul has pronounced upon the Galatian believers? And the short answer to that question is God. God's the only one who is truly able to bless others. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. But you'll notice that Paul doesn't refer to God as God, but he refers to God as our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, we recognize that Jesus Christ is God. So, we're not saying two different things. When we say it is the Lord Jesus Christ who blesses us, we're not saying that it is the Lord Jesus Christ instead of God. The Lord Jesus Christ rather than God, we're not saying that at all. But we are saying that it is the Lord Jesus Christ that has secured our blessings for us. And of course, to talk this way gets us right into the mystery of the Trinity and plunges us into things that we will never fully understand. But we do know from the Scripture that the one God, and there's only one true God, not three gods, one God, but the one true God exists eternally in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oftentimes, when the word God is used, it is in reference primarily to the Father. It can, of course, include all three members of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the triune God. And in many places where the word God is used, it's impossible to tell. Is this a reference to God the Father, or is this a reference to the triune Godhead? But in some places it is possible to tell because it is often used as distinct from God the Son. When sometimes the Scriptures talk about the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we know that God there means Father, and Lord Jesus Christ is in reference to the Son. And I don't need to tell you that the Holy Spirit, though he is as much God as God the Father and God the Son, is as much involved in the work of salvation and in the work that God is doing in this world as is the Father and the Son. In fact, it might be possible to say at this point in time, he might even be more active than God the Father and God the Son, whose primary focus at this time is to reign upon the throne in heaven, whereas God the Holy Spirit is the one who is working here upon earth. But of course, again, we talk mystery, because to say that God the Holy Spirit is working upon the earth is to say that the triune Godhead is working upon the earth, and is to say that God the Father and God the Son are at work upon the earth, for God the Spirit is the agent of the Father and the Son, and cannot be completely separated from them. Mystery of mysteries. 'Tis mystery all. It really is. But the comprehensive answer to the question, what is the source of the believer's blessing? And the answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ is the one who has secured God's blessings for his people by his incarnation and sinless life and vicarious death and bodily and glorious resurrection from the grave. And Christ, we know, is the primary object of the Father's exaltation. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Which really is another way of saying Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is Lord, sovereign Lord, ruler of the universe, the one to be worshipped, the one to be served, the one to be feared, the one to be believed, the one to be loved. It is the Lord Jesus Christ, and when he is given the honor and glory and faith and worship and obedience and reverence that are due unto him, that all redounds to the glory of God the Father, because that's the way it works in the interchange between the members of the triune Godhead. And so every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. To exalt the Son is to bring glory to the Father. But it is the blessings which Christ secured for his people which flow to those who are united to him by faith. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. There's a personal ring to that plural pronoun our, that first person plural pronoun. It's not the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, or rather the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone in all the world, is not what Paul says, but the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, speaking to believers. And there is a peculiarity here, a particularity. There is a particular focus in what Paul is saying and the truth that he is communicating. And so these blessings of God flow to those who are united to Christ by faith. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is a term that means anointed one, is a name for Messiah. Christ means Messiah. He's the one who fulfilled the Old Testament prophecies that God would send a Savior to be the propitiation for our sins, that God would send the ultimate and final sacrifice. That all the sacrifices of the sheep and goats and oxen were only types and symbols and, in a sense, were temporary substitutes. They pictured what must be done. They pictured the penalty of sin. It is a death penalty. They pictured the necessity of a blood atonement in order to deal with sin. They pictured the requirement of faith, for worshipers brought these animal sacrifices to the priest by faith, believing that God would honor their faith and their obedience and would in some way remove their liability for their sins because of their faith in the sacrifice which was brought, and yet the promises of the Old Testament continually said that this is only temporary. There is one day coming a sacrifice that really will be capable of removing sin. The blood of bulls and goats is not capable of doing that. Why, these animals are of lesser value than the person who has sinned. How could their death atone for the sins of a man or a woman made in the image of God, which these animals never were? But then one day John the Baptist, on the banks of the Jordan River, looked up and saw one coming, and by divine inspiration he pointed to him and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And he identified Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ, the long-awaited Messiah, the promised Christ of God. And so these blessings flow to God's people through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, of course, was his earthly name. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. His name wasn't Christ. That was his title. He was the Christ, but he was not the Jesus. He was Jesus. As my name is Greg, his name was Jesus. And there were other Jesuses in that day, and there are in our day. Particularly in Latin cultures, you might find quite a few people that bear the name of Jesus, with a Hispanic pronunciation, of course. And in that day, there were other Jesuses. We read about Simon Bar-Jesus, Simon, son of Jesus. Jesus actually was a Greek form of the Old Testament named Joshua, which means Jehovah is salvation. And we sometimes name our sons Joshua. I know more than one boy who bears the name of Joshua, and you probably do as well. And that's really just a Hebrew form of the name Jesus. And so Jesus is a name, and we apply names to our children. We call our sons by name. We give them a name. His name was Jesus, and that, of course, speaks of the fact that he did become a man. It speaks of his incarnation, which was necessary if he was going to save his people from their sins. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, Jehovah is salvation, for he will save his people from their sins. And then we have the term Lord, and that is another title, but it means master. It means sovereign. God is Lord of the universe, King of kings and Lord of lords. Well, Jesus is Lord of the universe. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. And in salvation, God subdues us, and we submit to the authority of our Creator and the one who has redeemed us by his blood. Oh, blessed God, how kind are all thy ways to me. And he did these things for us in the person of his Son, who is here designated as our Lord Jesus Christ. And that threefold designation pretty much summarizes who he is and what he did. It's a wonderful way to speak of him. And so the source of this blessing is God. God is the one who brings real blessing, spiritual blessing, blessings that really matter. And those blessings always and only flow to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, embrace him, and you will be blessed by God. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.